So I'm flying back out of Rugby Town and I spot Lillian Palakrolopoulos' car parked in the street, which means she must be in. And I knock the door to find that you are, in fact, in. It's been a while since we've spoken. How are you?
Very well, thank you, my love. And how are you?
I'm very good. I just wanted to catch up, really, because I haven't been to rugby for a while. A lot seems to have happened. You seem to have lost a newspaper, for starters.
Yes, sadly, the Rugby Times, which was a great newspaper, has demised, as newspapers are all over the country. So a big loss to us. And they did some fantastic stories in the two to three years they were up and running.
Stories mostly featuring the Rugby Cement Works and the campaign that you've been championing on behalf of the rugby people for a few years now. Who's left in rugby to report on the goings-on?
Well, I mean, the Rugby Advertiser is still doing quite a reasonable job, and the Observer perhaps less so. So we've got that. And the Coventry Telegraph did a big story about us about a month ago with a full colour picture. Mm-hmm. But now what we've got is the most exciting event. We've got Professor Paul Connett, who is a world expert chemist and toxicologist. And he's coming to rugby all the way from the great USA to talk to us about the cement plant emissions and the potential health effects from those emissions, especially now that they're co-incinerating waste and increased up to over 1,000 tonnes a day.
So rugby's not just a cement plant now, it's actually a co-incinerator, and obviously it's a lot more interesting him coming and talking in rugby because of the location. Rugby Cement Work co-incinerator, God, that's a difficult word to say, how close it is to the town. It's pretty damn close, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. You know, it's within a few metres of some people's, the nearest houses. And not only that, they've put in an application to build a 500,000 tonne a year waste plant right next to it in Parkfield Road. And I don't think the people in Rugby are wide awake and they don't really know what's happening. It's been very much hushed up in the newspapers and there's been nothing about it, only the little tiny advert for the planning application.
When you say hushed up in the newspapers, is it just because they're mostly free papers, I suppose? There's no real keenness to go out and do any investigative journalism? Or what do you mean by hushed up?
Well, I think there's a certain propensity of the cement plant to sponsor all and everybody in rugby, including the police, who've just had £1,000 bicycle bought for them. And very many places like Church Lawford had £250,000 for a reading room. And the churches in rugby all get £25,000. The schools get money. And so by this means, it tends to divide up the opposition, and including, you know, that they sponsor the business awards in the local newspapers. They sponsor the fairy lights at Christmas for the council and their rugby in Bloom competition. So unfortunately, you know, we can't match up with that. So I'm afraid that their influence spreads far and wide. So I wouldn't say they've been told not to report on it, but just, you know what I mean.
So some would say this is Rugby Cement stroke Cemex's way of giving something back to the community. What kind of cost is this? Are these gifts?
Oh, well, that's the point. You know, it's like if I stand on your foot and then I give someone else a bottle of champagne because I've stood on your foot. It's not fair, is it? It's not all things are equitable. And obviously, if they said to the people, we're going to poison you so much and then we'll give you, you know, a new reading room, then it's up to people then to negotiate that. But the way that it's done is much more surreptitiously than that. And it's sort of insidious kind of controlling of the whole town, including like the rugby radio, which is also sponsored by them. And it leaves us on the back foot. But I have written to the police and asked if I could buy them a bicycle for £1,000. And so far, surprise, surprise, I've had no response at all.
So your website talks about this expert coming and talking about emissions and toxins, etc., which is, of course, rugbytown.org. Quick refresh, when's it happening and where?
It's happening on the Friday, the 24th of July at 7 o'clock in St Oswald's Church Hall, which is on Lawford Road, right next to the cement plant. So they'll have a very good tour of the works before he starts and gives his talk. And he'll give a presentation, and then there'll be lots of opportunity for people to ask questions. So anyone's listening to this, very welcome. Please come along. 7 o'clock, Friday the 24th of July, St Oswald's Church, Rugby.
And what kind of people will this be of interest to?
Well, this will be interest to anybody who lives in Rugby who wants to stay healthy and stay alive. That's the first thing. And secondly, also doctors and people working in the health service in Rugby who see all sorts of, you know, coughs and asthmas and behavioural problems in children, things which are caused by lead, cadmium, thallium, mercury, arsenic, this kind of thing, which is being coming out of the cement plant 24 hours a day. And so it's anyone really that's interested, you know, in the well-being of the environment, air quality and health in rugby.
Well, I've only been here a couple of hours and already making my throat dry just talking like that. Have you got a glass of water?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Lillian.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Come again anytime, and next time you can have a drop of something stronger.
Excellent.